It's an extraordinary scene that we hear recounted in this scripture. But I think our telling it over and over again, even if it's just once a year, kind of sterilizes what's actually happening. I mean, if we could imagine at the next dinner party you're hosting, or perhaps the next one you attend, the host getting up from table and beginning to wash people's feet. Yeah, it is about that uncomfortable, right? It is. We realize that. We have to let that sink in, I think. Now this, I mean, the washing of the feet is not, say, so extraordinary in that culture as it is in ours. But in that culture, the one who washed the feet would be the slave, the servant, the lowest. So it's really quite shocking for Jesus' disciples to have him stoop down to serve them in that capacity. It's really shocking. And I wonder then, before we get to the fact that we are meant to be Jesus here, what we might experience if we were one of the disciples. And we have some sense of what that might look like, because we have here Peter's response. You're not going to do that. You're not going to do that. But there's something more going on. I'm not sure that I'm going to tap it tonight. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get it. But there's something more going on in the scene, because, of course, Jesus is washing their feet is simply who he is. It's simply who he is. He is the embodiment of God. He is the embodiment of love, God who is love, God who is pure self-gift. And still the response of the disciples, I think coming in contact with love, with pure self-gift, pure selfless love, is really intimidating. It's actually really scary. Because when we come across love of that sort, perhaps we realize that we're not in control. I mean, this is a scene right from beginning to end that is just totally out of control. But that's the power of love. That's the power of love. I was supposed to talk about tonight everything that's wrapped up in our celebration of Holy Thursday, this command to love, but also the institution of the priesthood, ordained ministry, and the institution of the Holy Eucharist. But I think if we don't get this part right, the part of Jesus being love and calling us to love, it just doesn't benefit us at all to talk about the priesthood or the Eucharist. Because Jesus wants us to receive him. Jesus wants us to receive self-giving love, pure self-gift. He wants us to receive that so as to be animated by it. And in fact, he wants us to receive that from the cross. He wants us to receive it from his death, from which all graces flow. And how does he do that? For his apostles in the upper room, he makes that sacrifice that then is in the future, present, by the words of institution. Take this, all of you, and eat of it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. That's the future, but he brings it into the present so that they may offer their lives with him, whole and entire, to God, and receive from him, from his very hand, as he gives himself with his very hand, that they then will give themselves to the world. They receive his life so as to give themselves away. In those same words of institution, Jesus gives us a perpetual memorial, so that now the sacrifice of the cross is in the past, but we call it into the present, so that we may receive life from Jesus' death. And what is that life but love? But love. So we are a people formed by love, called by love, chosen by love, formed in and by love, and formed for love, made for love. I could say love about 50, how many times in this homily? Right? But what is that love? What does that love look like? Are you too good to wash the feet of someone who has betrayed you? Before I asked you, you were. You know, before I asked myself that question today, I was. But it's clear here, Jesus knows that Judas is going to betray him. Did he skip him? Doesn't seem so. He'd already betrayed him in his heart, right? And Jesus knows this. Terribly painful. What does he do? He stoops down to serve. He serves. That's what love is. He serves. He's not too good. He's the God of the universe. He's the God of the universe. And he stoops down to wash the feet of the person who's going to betray him. Whose feet will we not wash? That'll be the test of it, right? That'll be the test of our receiving the love of God that he makes present to us here in this sacrifice, that he commands us to be, not just to do, but to be in our lives. That's the measure. Who will we not serve? As we serve God, and as we sacrifice our lives, as we offer our lives with Jesus, through him and with him and in him, in his perfect offering, as we serve God, he will call us to bring his love to life in this world. It's not just what we need today, it's what we've needed forever. And praise God that he's made his love available to us so that we can be transformed by his grace and be about his work of bringing heaven to earth.